بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. بسوليد فضل الكرم and the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are witnessing this beautiful Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah, whether we be back home in South Africa or we be in Medina Munawwara or Hujjaj or in Muzdalifah, that have finished Arafah today and they have now left and they have come to Mina. The day was spent in begging Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, asking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the best day of the year, Yom Arafah, where the Hajj is the guest of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah Ta'ala, accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj and give us the share, the du'as. This night also very important night for them. Du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were accepted in Arafah. Two du'as were accepted, forgiveness for the ummah, those that were murderers and oppressors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the morning of Muzdalifah that Ya Rasulullah will forgive the entire ummah, whoever will make tawbah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was ecstatic. So even that morning is very precious for the hajjis. And for us, it was in Medina Munawwara, today was Yom Arafah, and how beautiful the haram was, full to capacity, du'as, takbir, iftar. The atmosphere was absolutely beautiful in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Ta'ala bring all of us. Over and over again, give us love for every sunnah, knowledge of every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah. Allah Ta'ala accept our families, accept us, our progenies, for the khidmat of the sunnah in every corner of the world. That we love to know about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, have a passion to follow him, to like him, subscribe to his way of life. That we want to be like him and like nobody else. Who else can we follow besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So those of us back home, South Africa, tomorrow will be the 9th of Zulhijjah. To spend our time at least some dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fatih kalima, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. The most virtuous dhikr on the day of Arafah, that will be the 9th for those of us in South Africa tomorrow. And also the day of Jumu'ah, the nurun ala nur, the day of Arafah, the day of the 9th, the day of Jumu'ah here in Medina Munawwara be the day of Qurbani, and also the day of Jumu'ah. So all these are beautiful ni'mas from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has great love, great ihsan and kindness upon us. The least we can do is just to sin and break the command of Allah. That we make a pact with Allah. Ya Allah, to the best of my ability, I'll obey every command of yours. And to love every command, to have no objection to it, accept it. Ya Allah, you are my Rabb and I am your slave. And I love to be your slave. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي ورسولا. That I am pleased, I am happy with Allah to be my Rabb and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم be my Nabi and my Messenger. I follow no one else to engage in Fath Kalima, in Durood Sharif. Subhanallah, where we have the tongue to recite Durood Sharif. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives the command in Quran Sharif, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. Verily Allah جل جلاله and his malaika continuously send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Malaika invoking Allah's mercies upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the beloved of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment, every second is showering his special mercies upon the ruh and the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, such an extent that the waterfalls of the rahmat of Allah that descend upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam are so heavy, so vast, so torrential, that the nur overflows and affects everything in the environment of Madinatul Munawwara. They enjoy that nur of the barakat of the rahmat that falls upon the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And Yom al-Jum'ah is open to everyone. Take as much as we can. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallim wa taslima. O people of Iman, you also send the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if our honorable and most beloved Shaykh taught us all these lessons of love and muhabbat. How to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to love Allah jalla jalaluhu, to have the passion to give our lives for them, Subhanallah, our Hazrat says that as if Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is offering us a partnership, that I am one partner on one side, Malaika are a partner on the other side, and we have a very, very, very special company where you never lose a single cent. We are sending durood. You also join us. Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu qulu fi imaan. You also send durood. Come and join this company. Go on in durood. 10 rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala descends upon us. How can we deprive of such a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala give us tongues that engage in durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether we recite wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi wa allahumma salli ala muhammadin nabiyyi al-ummi. Whatever durood we can recite, present it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our savior, the one that will intercede for us on the day of qiyamah. In this dunya he ran for us. He ran to Badr, he ran to Uhud, he ran to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and then to the day of qiyamah. He will still come running looking for us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less, if they don't find me on the day of Qiyamah, my ummah, they come to the Hawd al-Kawthar, come to the pond I'm waiting to give you water to drink. And if you don't find me there, they come to the scales, I will assist you with your weighing of your amal. And if you don't find me, then you come to the pool Sirat, I will hold your hand and pass you over. The day of Qiyamah is prepared to run for us. Who is there to run away from sin? At least on the 9th of Zulhijjah, we refrain from all types of sins, breaking the command of Allah, whether it be photography, whether it be selfies, whether it be series, whether it be YouTube, TikTok, delete all the apps, at least for one day too. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, remove all the albums, remove all the memories of haram memories on our phones, clean it out tomorrow. Give Allah Ta'ala a space, a gap in our life. Allah Ta'ala wants to come. Allah Ta'ala is giving these occasions, I want to come into your life. I want to be your friend. Allah Ta'ala make us that we become his real, real true friends, the true friends of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us a passion for deen. These are beautiful days to engage in Fat Kalima tomorrow, in Durood Sharif tomorrow, 100 times Fat Kalima, 100 times Durood Sharif, 100 times Fat Kalima, 100 times Durood Sharif, and then istighfar, ask Allah Ta'ala for maghfirat and tawbah, ya Allah, forgive us for our past sins, and make us pious and make us nek, include us among the awliya and your true friends, and give us, and make the need, ya Allah, we want to change. Sometimes we feel that we're okay, alhamdulillah, we have some amal in our life, but we have to change. Become better and better. Ask Allah Ta'ala to make us better Muslims, make us better humans, that we know how to be a real insan, that we don't hurt anyone. We make a lot of du'as. Also, don't forget to make du'a, ya Allah, for hurt anyone. Ya Allah, you repay them from your khazana and your treasures. Ya Allah, anybody has hurt me, ya Allah, I forgive them from the bottom of my heart. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, you forgive me and you overlook me. These are beautiful moments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We do little a'mal, Allah is prepared to give a lot. But tomorrow is a Mubarak day for those back home in South Africa. The 9th of Zulhijjah, Allah ta'ala open the doors of Hajj for the Ummah, the doors of Umrah. Allah ta'ala have the Ummah around the world and bring us all over and over again to Haramain Sharifain, to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, Aqsa Sharif. Allah ta'ala open the Ummah, the Rahmat upon the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refrain from gunas tomorrow, engage in dhikr of Allah for the men salah in the masjid, to be very particular, and make a lot of duha with children, our progenies. Allah Ta'ala save them from turning to kufr, shirk, bid'at. Allah Ta'ala save the imam, keep them protected. Allah Ta'ala save them from being exposed to all the haram things, and save us also with khatima bi khair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a reality of deen, and the hujjaj tonight is spending the night in Muzdalifa. Allah Ta'ala make it a most mubarak night for them. Allah accept the du'as. Allah Ta'ala give them the full reward of the hajj, and even more than that, inshallah. Also, the day of Qurbani will come. Let's engage Qurbani as an ibadat, not as a festivity. Festivity is an ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage in Qurbani as an ibadat of Allah, not a celebration festivity, where we forget the commands of Allah, and then the selfies will start, and the cameras will come out, the entire ibadat is spoiled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif also, لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا, that the meat of your animals, nor does the blood reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ, your taqwa reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's in your heart? Allahu Akbar. Our Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahab, Dham Barakatuhu, says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us heavy commands. Sometimes the command is very heavy. Allah, how can I do it? Allah Ta'ala gives the heavy command sometimes, but Allah doesn't take heavy qurbani from us. He just wants to see that we prepare to fulfill it. And how much Allah will give behind it. Allah Ta'ala gives heavy, heavy commands. Desegregation, put on the parada for the men, pants above the ankles, keep a full-length beard, don't engage in haram activity, take care of our eyes, don't look at haram on the phone, whether it be ghair maharim, whether sitting together, brother-in-law, sister-in-laws, and all the intermingling, everything becomes jais and permissible. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Allah Ta'ala gives the command, sometimes very heavy, we feel there'll be no fun now. There'll be no fun, we don't have any style. So Allah Ta'ala gives heavy command. Allah wants to see that are prepared to do it. Allah Ta'ala gave the command to Ibrahim alayhi salatu. Heavy command that, oh Ibrahim, leave your young wife and your little baby. It's such a valley, as they say, it's such a valley that even the valley sought refuge from the wilderness and the quietness and the desolateness of the place. It was so scary, so scary. Even the valley was afraid of its own self. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala gave the command, go and leave Hajar and Ismail. Little baby and mother, leave them alone with hardly any provisions. Command was heavy, leave them and go. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah wanted to see whether he's ready to do it. Allah will not take the fil qurbani. Allah will not finish us off. Allah will only give more and more, just to see our preparedness. He was prepared to do it. And Hazrat Hajar also was prepared to make the sacrifice of Qurbani, running behind Ibrahim, you're leaving us behind. What have I done? What is the problem? This is the command of Allah, he nodded his head. And her reply, Allah loved an instant reply. Instantly she said, Allah will not destroy us. Allah will not destroy us. Allah wants to hear the first statement that we make, everything is Allah. Everything came from Allah. I belong to Allah. Allah is the Khaliq, I'm the Makhluq. Allah is the Creator, I'm the creation. Allah is the Malik, I'm the Mamluk. Allah is the owner, I'm the owned one. Allah is the Rabb. Allah is the Sustainer. Allah is the Creator. Allah is the Lord, I'm the Abd. I'm the slave. I'm Abdullah, Amatullah, the slave girl of Allah, the slave boy of Allah. And I'm proud of being Allah's slave. He leaves them behind. Allah Ta'ala took. So his preparedness, what Allah Ta'ala gave in return, Allah Ta'ala gave Zamzam. Till now we are drinking Zamzam. What barakat, what rosy Allah Ta'ala gave for the entire ummah. Allah Ta'ala gave Safa Marwa. Allah Ta'ala gave Sa'i. Allah Ta'ala gave Baytullah. Where you arrive, you prepare to fulfill one command. See what I'll give you in return. That till today the entire world is talking about. Not only the Muslims, even the Jews and the Christians, even the Hindus know what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim, they call you. Allah Ta'ala to see his preparedness to fulfill the command of Allah. But see what Allah Ta'ala gave him in return. Allah Ta'ala gave Qurbani also, starting with animals. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says to Ibrahim, now slaughter Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Heavy command, Allah, have to slaughter my son. How do I slaughter my own child? See what is happening in Gaza right now. Our hearts break. Ya Allah. Allah, relieve them and hold back the hand of the zalim. Ya Allah, break the hands and release our mothers and our sisters and our babies. Beautiful, masoom children, Allah Ta'ala protect them only because they believe in Allah. Allah give the command, slaughter. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ready to comply. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Remember the time when his Rabb said to him, Ibrahim, أَسْلِمْ, surrender. قال, he said, أَسْلَمْتُ, I've surrendered to رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah, I be a slave. He surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wanted to see him surrender, takes his son in the morning, يوم النحر, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. He takes his son and he takes him to Mina with life in the hand, father and son. What love goes through this father's heart, over 80, 90 years old, son of 12, 13 years old. He's taking him to the slaughter. He was going through his mind. To him the knife is on a cut. Allah is seeing, I give a heavy command. Is my Khalil, my friend, is he prepared? He lays him down to slaughter him. And then the Prophet says that one is the Khalil of Allah, the friend of Allah, and one is Jalil, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh knife, who do you listen to? Do you listen to Khalil or to Jalil? The knife will listen to Jalil, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla Jalaluhu. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam puts him face down and he begins to slaughter him. Allah wanted to see you prepared to take on the heavy qurbani. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't take the qurbani. would receive it, he fulfilled the command. Allah did not make the knife cut. But Allah gave a return. Abraham came from Jannah. Oh Ibrahim, you passed. Inna hadha la huwa al-bala'u al-mubin. Wa fadaynahu bidibhin azim. Kadhalika nazzil muhsirin. Oh Ibrahim, you passed with flying colors 100%. You eased the paper. You eased the paper. Like this, we reward the good doers. Allah Pak rewarded him. Today we still take his name, and even our Durood Sharif also. But the command sometimes is heavy. Take it upon our hearts. Comply. Do it. What Allah will give in return. What Allah will give in return. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam become proud of us. Qiyam al-Layl. Hold us by our hand. I am proud of you. You made me proud. 1,446 years after my hijrah, and then too, you complied. And you gave up without seeing me. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam be proud of us and our children and our families. And Qiyamah's Day, Allah Ta'ala raises under his flag, under the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So let us spend our day of Qurbani in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. For the men, namaz on time, it shouldn't be because of Qurbani. My Qurtana is blood in me, so I can't go for Salah wa Jama'at. Plan our day accordingly. It's an ibadat, no other ibadat should be altered. Salah wa Jama'at, our Quran tilawat, our adhkar on the day of Qurbani also. And Allah Ta'ala make it a day of obedience. Allah Ta'ala becomes happy. Allah Ta'ala give us taqwa. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bless the ummah and accept the hajj of the hajjis. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make the safar ahead easy for them and make it a means of a hidayah for entire humanity. Make it a means of complete islah for all of us and for them, and bring them back like newborn babies, and we take the barakat from them inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma hamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين وكريم رحيم الله وزبلا بد الله Oh may Allah forgive us all our sins, oh may Allah, the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins of our hearts, oh may Allah, with our hearts are full with everything besides you. We become ghafil of you, oh Allah, we forget you, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, forgetting you too is a sin, oh my Allah. Give us the hearts for your obedience and for your remembrance, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts immersed in your muhabbat, ya Allah, and in your yad, oh my Allah. Fadhkuruni, adhkurukum, ya Allah, you don't forget us. Ya Allah, we forget our du'as during eating, at the time of sleeping, at the time of relieving ourselves, oh my Allah. How we forget you so quickly, break your command. Ya Allah, make us your, give us a deep connection with you, oh my Allah. Like fish swimming in the deep oceans, enjoying the coolness of the water. Ya Allah, give us that muhabbat to swim in the oceans of your love, that you don't want to come out. Oh, Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh, my Allah, that we give up everything for you, for your command. The sunnah of the Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, forgive us the sins of our tongues, oh, my Allah, the ghibat, the slander. Ya Allah, eating the flesh, ya Allah, of others, our sisters and our brothers, oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, abusing others, insulting them, ya Allah, belittling them. Ya Allah, boasting about ourselves, ya Allah, our ujub, our self-conceit, our vanity, our pride, oh, my Allah. The malice, the hatred, the hasad, the jealousy, the bad thoughts. Ya Allah, save us from all this filth, ya Allah, our hearts are engulfed in darkness. Only you can remove it, only you can put nur in it. Ya Allah, we beg of you to the barakat and the wasila of Rasul Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you make our complete islah internally. Ya purify and cleanse our minds, ya Allah. Make us strong emotionally. Make us strong in our hearts, in our a'mal, in your obedience, oh, ya Allah. Save us from nafs and shaitan. Oh, Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh, my Allah, these are beautiful days that you have given us, the days of Hajj. Ya Allah, you love this ummah. Give us hearts to love you, oh, ya Allah, to fill our hearts with your muhabbat, ya Allah. And Allah for Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our eyes, fill our hearts, fill our lives with your muhabbat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, your shadeed and your intense muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, such muhabbat and love that, ya Allah, your obedience becomes easy. To refrain from sin becomes enjoyable. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the knowledge of every sunnah. Give us, ya Allah, give us the knowledge of every sunnah. Give us love for every sunnah. Give us tawfiq to practice upon every sunnah. Accept our health, our wealth, our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the khidmat of the sunnah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reward Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of our rewards, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, for his qurbani for this ummah. In the times of Hajj, oh my Allah, he would go to camp to camp. Ya Allah, giving da'wat. Ya Allah, asking people to give him shelter, to take him back home. Like a faqih, like a poor person for the ummah, oh my Allah, he ran. He was spat at, he was stoned at. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. reward him the best of rewards. He had to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah, the best place on the earth in the world, to come to Medina Munawwara. O Kareem, rahimahullah ta'ala, reward the Ansar and the Muhajirin for the Qurbani they have made, O Mahiallah. Reward the Azwaj al-Mutahharat and the Banatul Nabi, the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qurbani they made, and the Sahaba of Hajjatul Wada'a. Ya Allah, accept all of them through their barakat and through their wasila, accept our du'as, the du'as that we have made, the du'as that we haven't made, the du'as in our heart, the du'as that we have in our tongues, the du'as that we have made before, the du'as that we are making, the du'as that we will make, Ya Allah, accept all of them, accept our children, accept our progenies, accept our families, accept the ummah. Ya Allah, accept the ummah, Ya Allah, from fasad, from fitna, Ya Allah, from the haram, Ya Allah, places and avenues and venues, Ya Allah, clean our environments, make our deen easy, make taqwa easy for us to make amal upon. Ya Allah, remove the immodesty that is prevalent, O Mahi Allah. Remove it, O Mahi Allah. All the sharab and the drinking and the drugs and the riba and the zina. Ya Allah, remove all these things. Make it a pure and clean environment. The deen becomes easy for us to practice and we love to practice deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Make us ashiq of Quran. Make us ashiq of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make our children huffaz. Make them ulama ya Rabbani, haqqani. They will strive in the path of the deen of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Mahi Allah, we ask you this beautiful light of Laylatul Jumu'ah. Sitting in Medina Munawwara, front of the green dome, O Mahi Allah, to accept us, to accept our du'as, to accept our families, accept our families, accept our children, our progenies, our parents, our grandparents, our brothers, our sisters, our nephews, our nieces, our cousins, our aunts, our uncles, Ya Allah, our neighbors, our friends, our musallis, our muta'alliqeen, O Mahi Allah. Ya Allah, our friends, our students, O Mahi Allah, the entire ummah Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our asatiza, our mashayikh, Ya Allah, accept all of them, Ya Allah, grant complete Islam, complete hidayah, guide us every step of our life. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah, we beg of you, we beg of you. Ya Allah, for the Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to accept our du'as to the barakah of rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he becomes pleased, Ya Allah, that you have forgiven us, you have forgiven those of the people of Palestine. Ya Allah, that we have ceased fire, O Mahi Allah. O Mahi Allah, give them iman like mountains, O Mahi Allah. Give them strong, O Mahi Allah. O Mahi Allah, be kind to them, hold back the hand of the zalim. Give victory, O Mahi Allah. Feed them, clothe them, shelter them. Keep the iman strong. Wherever the Muslims are persecuted, O Mahi Allah, physically, mentally, emotionally, Ya Allah, give rahat, give sukoon, Ya Allah, give comfort, O Mahi Allah. Jannat is the goal. Ya Allah, Jannat is the goal. Ya Razam and your pleasure is the goal. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat, give us your pleasure in this world. Let us give up sins, O Mahi Allah. Save us from sins, O Mahi Allah. Save us from sins and breaking your command, and then do you feed us so much. O Mahi Allah, we love you. We love Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Teach us Quran Sharif, how to read and how to love you. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, all that are sick and ailing, the barakah, Ya Allah, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give them shifa, Ya Ajil Kamil Mustabir. Ya Allah, grant them rahat, give them sukoon, save them from pain, remove them the difficulties, all of the cancer, diabetes, Ya Allah, the cholesterol, whatever it may be, whatever bimari, Ya Allah, relieve them, make them easy, make it easy for them. All those, Ya Allah, in debts, O Ya Allah, remove the debts, the parishan, Ya Allah, save them from the banks, O Ya Allah, give us plenty, O halal, save us from haram. Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. All those couples who are in this jagra, this quarrel, this fight, grant muhabbat, love, understanding, full of the barakat, the sunnahs and your commands. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, they wish to get married, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from your khazana, your treasures are very great, O Mahi Allah. Ya Allah, you send for them, Ya Allah, suitable, pious spouses, O Mahi Allah, that will make them dini homes. Only your mother, only your father is parishan and worried and distressed because the children are getting married, O Mahi Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is difficult for you. Oh my Allah, you open the way for them. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, how many are parishan in different ways, difficulties. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, make it easy, keep us with iman, and take us with iman, give us khatima bil khair. Oh my Allah, give us place in Jannatul Baqi. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوفرنا الكيل وتصدق علينا. رضى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا الله, reward our parents, reward our أساتذة, reward our مشايخ, reward our spouses, O Mahi Allah. Give us, make us good spouses, make us good children to our parents. Let us make their خدمت, O Mahi Allah. Let us make them happy, O Mahi Allah. Grant them عافية صحة سلامة. If they are passed on, O Mahi Allah, full قبر الدور. Allah, make them maghfirah, raise them, be kind to them, blow the cool winds of Jannat upon them, send down the beddings of Jannat for them, O by Allah. Save them azab qabr, azab nar, the heat of the day of Qiyamah, save all of us, keep us under the shade of your arsh, O by Allah. We don't deserve it, we are little children, we are blind, we are deaf, we are dumb, ya Allah, we are jahil, we are illiterate, we don't know what we are doing, O by Allah. You teach us, you guide us. Allah, towards your pleasure, O Kareem Rahim Allah, reward our Satiza, reward our Shaykh Zubair Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dawa Barakatuh, keep them all of the afiyat, sihat and salamat. Let us carry on moving the path of Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for your ni'mas, we thank you for the ni'mat of Iman, for the ni'mat of Islam, for the ni'mat of being an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You save us from kufr, from shirk, from going to churches and synagogues and temples, O by Allah. You give us tawheed, you give us the musallah to put our head down to you. You didn't hand us over to anyone. Ya Allah, keep our head by you. Ya Allah, keep our men in the masjid, keep our children in the masjid, in the maktab. So by Allah, give them the best of both the worlds. Protect the deen, protect our deen, our iman, and our amal. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.